Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Glad you're here. I'm glad Sarah Petty's here, too. Sarah is a member of our Brain Trust, the founder of The Joy of Marketing. It's a marketing organization that specializes in companies just like yours, and she's here to talk to us about how we can do something that's very important, create demand. Sarah Petty, welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
It's good to have you back, Sarah. You know, Sarah, this word demand, customer demand, we all want that, don't we? We all want to be in demand by customers, and there's a number of ways you can become in demand by customers. You can give it away. You can give your stuff away, and that'll create a lot of demand. Won't create much success, but it'll create a lot of demand. Or you can go the other route, which is to be a little more. Try to be a little more special and a little more aloof, maybe, and create an aura about your company that creates some demand. And anywhere in between, what are the truths and what are the myths about demand?
Well, I think that what happens with most people is they have a talent or a passion, they start a business, and they're working on their craft and doing great things, and they look up and they don't have business. So they think the easiest way to start this, to create that demand, is to have a discount. I think that's the biggest myth, that the only way to get people in the door is to have a sale.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, I'll tell you, it's not that the idea of a discount, it's not that the idea of giving customers something special is a bad thing. It's just has to be one of a group. Of very strategic tools that you use. And so I guess what I should say is it's a means to an end, not a way of life. What do you think?
Yeah, I think there are strategic times to use discounting, but when you're using it to attract new buyers,
right,
such as Groupon or
with
some
Groupon,
of these group
right?
buying services, yeah. I have a lot of friends that own small businesses that were lured into it. And now they're paying the price. You know, we call the scars of the sale. They attracted these buyers that just wanted low price, so there's no loyalty. They're not buying anything extra. And my friends are questioning their business decisions. Oh, my gosh, we need to lower our price. We need to do this.
And if they came into you with that kind of with the relationship beginning out with a discount, then you didn't give them a discount at all. The price you gave them is the price they think that they should pay. They didn't get anything special, right?
Exactly. And then tomorrow, when someone else offers them that price, they will run down the road to someone else.
Right.
And those aren't the kind of buyers that build a healthy business.
Well, and the price that you would offer them, that discount, whether it's Groupon or whatever, that price is unsustainable for most business models. You can't stay in business doing that. Most people can't. And so, therefore, you have to raise your price up to the level where you can get the profit margins that you need to stay in business. And when you go back to that person who bought it the first time at that discounted price, they're not going to pay that higher price, are they? They're going to go somewhere else.
Correct.
Even if they pay the same price from somebody else, they're going to turn away from you because you raised the price on them. The other people didn't. And Sarah, I know this is the case because I've seen it happen before.
Yeah, and you also, in addition to raising your price, you also are going to have to change how you service your current clients.
Right.
Because you're going to have so much volume, you're going to need so much volume mm-hmm. to be able to compete that now you can't give them the extra attention, you can't do the special things. It's like trying to compete with the big boxes, the Walmarts.
Right.
You just
right.
cannot ever compete on price. There's
the
always a Walmart.
The price war is over and small business lost.
It's true.
Don't fight that war. It's over.
Yes, but we do have an advantage as a small business. So it's not like they've won and we've lost. If we take our advantages as a small business and use it to create our own demand, we can do things that Walmart can't do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's exciting for small business.
So you, I want to land on Groupon just for a second, so we don't.
Sure.
Because you brought that up. That's a very topical company right now on a lot of people's lips. It's actually become kind of controversial. You seem to think it is a little bit, and other people do. I know that their IPO has been relaunched recently. Their plans for an IPO, and the value of the company has come down by like 3/4. So the bloom off the rose on the Groupon?
I think it is. I think it is. There was an article in the New York Times about a week and a half ago talking about coupon fatigue and how all of these businesses jumped in and they deliver what they promise. A lot of people flocking into your business, but they're the wrong people.
Mm-hmm.
They're the wrong people, and businesses are now working harder than they've ever worked, making less, neglecting their best clients,
right,
and wondering what the heck happened.
And devalued and devalued their products and their brand, haven't they?
Yeah. Yeah. It makes me sad when I see these really great brands doing it. And, of course, they're getting a great response. I don't deny that they will deliver what they promise. But they get you to discount so deeply that you're attracting people that would probably never come to you and pay your full prices. And so short-term cash flow, yes. Long-term value and repeat customer, no.
And most small business owners don't have the capital to be able to withstand that kind of an assault on their margins and survive.
No.
I wonder how many people have wound up going out of business because they didn't survive a Groupon campaign.
I would bet some newer businesses that thought it was the solution, maybe they were struggling, they saw it as the solution, I'm sure it put them over the edge.
Yeah.
And luckily, some of my friends that have tried it in the photography industry, they have strong enough foundations, and we're helping them to recover.
Mm-hmm.
We're helping them get through it because they did it before we knew it. We're like, oh, friends don't let friends use Groupon.
But it was very interesting. So, folks, the thing is, we're not picking on Groupon here, but we are using them as an example. And you've heard me say this many times. Sarah, I've said this, how many times have I said, folks, there are certain people in the marketplace who want what you sell. They like your special sauce. They like the products you're giving them, and they're willing to pay for it. Find those people and do business with those people. Don't try to look at the phone book as your prospect list.
Yes. Yes.
Sarah, give us your website, please.
TheJoyOfMarketing.com.
TheJoyOfMarketing.com. That's where you can find Sarah, all the things that she does to help her customers. And we're going to be right back. We got more of this. We're going to talk about more about demand, how to get the right kind of demand after these messages. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Ferry, cross the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.